Hello, I'm Tamsin Wheatley. Welcome to this bonus episode of Folklore. I wanted to share with you this email I received from one of my listeners. Hey Tamsin, long-time listener of the show. Heard the first episode of your new podcast and was gripped. Thought I'd send in a story told to me by my nan when I was a kid. I remember it well because it creeped me out so much I couldn't get to sleep for a week. My nan grew up in a small village in Wiltshire, and her family took in children from London during the war. One of these children was a boy named Peter, who brought his old stuffed rabbit toy with him from the city, and he would never let it out of his sight. One day when they woke up in the morning, the rabbit was gone, and Peter was devastated. No one knew what had happened to it because they never really went anywhere. They looked all over the house but couldn't find it anywhere, and in the end, they gave up looking. A couple of weeks passed, and then one day Peter got in trouble at school for fighting with another boy, whose name I can't remember now. It turned out that this other boy had taken the rabbit and given it to his sister, who was deathly ill with some ailment, I'm not sure what. Apparently this boy's sister loved rabbits and he had wanted to gift it to her because she thought it was cute and he wanted to give her something before she passed away. Although my nan's mum tried to convince Peter to let the girl have it, he demanded it back and so the rabbit was returned. A week or so later, tragedy struck and the little girl died. My nan's mum was friendly with the family, so they attended the funeral. While they were paying their respects, they realised Peter was missing. They found him by the open grave, crying. He said he felt bad for taking the rabbit from her, and worried that she had died upset because of it. Despite my nan's mum's attempts to let him know it was alright, Peter decided, in the end, to gift the rabbit to the girl anyway. And so, with the permission of the little girl's mother, dropped the toy into the grave. Not long after that, the war ended, and Peter left to go back to London with his family. My nan said they stayed in touch with letters and such, and then, one summer, a couple of years later, Peter and his family visited the village on holiday and stayed at my nan's house once again. When Peter had been there before, one of their favourite games was hide-and-seek, so they played it again now they had returned. My nan was the seeker, and the other children were hiding, but while she was counting, a scream echoed through the house. Everyone rushed to see what had happened. They found Peter hiding in the toy cupboard, curled up in a ball, shaking and crying. All he could say was, "I said I was sorry." Next to him was the rabbit. Peter never told anyone what he had seen in the cupboard, but he spent the rest of the trip stuck to his mum and refused to join in with any of the other games. My nan didn't want to spook anyone or cause Peter to relive what he had seen in the cupboard, so instead of saying anything, she and her brother took the rabbit down to the bottom of the garden and burned it. She told me that she didn't know why, but she felt like it needed to be gotten rid of. Anyway, I always remember this story because when my nan told me, I couldn't sleep for days, and I've never forgotten it. It's always stuck with me. Toy rabbits have never looked the same. Hope you enjoyed my story. Looking forward to hearing the next episode of the podcast. Thanks for reading my message. Yours, Ashley Greening. Thank you for joining me for this mini-ep. Remember, main episodes are released every other Saturday. To get in touch and share your thoughts, please search @folklore_pod on Twitter or find us on the official Folklore Twitter and Facebook pages. If you enjoyed the show, please like, share, subscribe and give us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you found us to help us reach even more listeners. You can also join in the discussion over on our official Folklore Facebook group, or you can support Folklore and help make magic happen over on Patreon. And in exchange, you'll get access to all kinds of exclusive content, including some behind-the-scenes snippets, bonus stories, and extra interviews.